Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 7:41. Good luck to you if you are traveling today. We are the morning shift.
Thank you.
I'm Allie Mack. Mike Johnson is traveling today. Bo Morgan here as well. Dylan is behind the glass. Dylan, you're not traveling anywhere, are you?
I am, actually. I'm actually leaving shortly after the show ends, too. I'm going to wrap up my duties real quick, and then Simone and I are headed to Greensboro to visit our parents.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Are you nervous about this road trip as much as Mike is?
No, I'm not.
Well, kids change it.
Yeah,
I was going to say. That's a whole loaded question there.
Well, and I'm curious to see when Melrose becomes mobile, how different the road trips will be for Squidbilly.
Luckily, my road trip, well, holiday road trips are short because we got everybody here in the state. But yeah, I'm not overly looking forward to driving places like Florida.
We're spread thin. It's always either Florida for us or Memphis, where my wife's dad's family is, and every other year. So yeah, I mean it's stressful either way. We're gonna make it a joyous day.
It's gonna be great. It's
beautiful outside.
Yes.
Let's do this thing.
Yes. That's right. Speak the positivity into existence, Mikey.
Feel good about it.
That's right.
We're gonna have clear skies, clear roads.
This,
all good.
This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. And you guys got to look ahead into the future because we got to get your picks for Man Up Monday. Dylan, do you want to take us through the records that we have going on so far?
I would absolutely love to, Allie Mack. Mike, you went 2-2 this past weekend. That puts you at 29-21-1 overall. Bo, you went 1-3 this past weekend. You are at 26-25 overall. Gentlemen, good luck.
Yeah. All right.
I need it.
Let's start with college. Number 4, Georgia. At number 3, Georgia Tech. 23, Georgia Tech. UGA is favored by 13.5. The over-under, like Bo mentioned earlier, is 59.5.
I just want to state for the record that picking games on rivalry weekend is next to impossible against the spread. Just throwing that out there. With that being said, Georgia minus 13.5. I think they win this game going away. I don't even think it's close. I've been an advocate for Georgia Tech all season. Think they're a good team. But that defense that we've seen over the last couple of weeks ain't going to stop Gunnar Stockton and the Georgia Bulldogs, especially at a neutral site this weekend, man. I think that one's going to get to about 17.
For Tech to win the game, they got to score every time they touch the football. They have to play mistake-free on offense. And I don't think it'll happen, but I do think that they're going to score in this game. That's why I'm taking the over. That's a huge over, but all right, I'll take it. Over 59.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 3, Texas A&M at number 16, Texas. Texas A&M is favored by 2.5. The over-under here is 51.5.
Don't care where it's played. I'm taking A&M in the points because here's what. 2.5 points is a field goal. A&M is very good defensively. I think they're going to get after Arch Manning and make him uncomfortable. I know he's played well lately. I think A&M's good, really good.
Wow, check that out. I'm picking against them. Give me Texas and the Longhorns. Arch Manning has played a lot better recently. And say whatever you want to about Texas A&M. Marcel Reed against South Carolina looked absolutely awful just a couple of weeks ago. And if that happens again, Texas and that defense will not let him back in that game in the second half. Give me Texas plus the 2.5 points. I like that one.
All right. We're going to move on to the NFL now. You've got Packers at Lions. Detroit is favored by 2.5. The over-under is 48.5.
No rhyme or reason. I'm just taking the over.
Okay. I'm taking the under in that one. No rhyme or reason. No, I think the reason I'm taking the under is because I think both these quarterbacks have looked good and are believed to be franchise quarterbacks, but neither one of them have played well for about the past month. And we'll see what happens with that. But under 48.5 for me on that one.
Okay. How about Chiefs at Cowboys? Kansas City is favored by 3.5. Over under is 52.5.
I went back to the old OU on this one as well, and I'm actually going over the 52.5, which is a big number. But I look at both these offenses, I look at both these defenses. I think the Cowboys will score, but I'm not brave enough to take them in the pick. So give me the over 52.5 on Chiefs at Cowboys.
I am brave enough. I'm taking Dallas plus 3.5. I think they'll keep it close.
Yeah, I agree.
The receiving core is so good. Dak is the most. He's kind of turned. He gets treated by the national press the way Matt Ryan got treated by a lot of the media and fan base here, where it was never appreciated how good he was.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, for my rando pick of the week, this is a lesser known rivalry: Kent State at Northern Illinois. Illinois.
This is a lesser known rivalry.
Is a 5.5 point favorite with an over under of 44.5.
And it's at Northern Illinois.
At Northern Illinois.
Cold temps this weekend. Give me the under. Give me the under 44.5. I'll take that. That's where I'm going to go with that.
I know nothing about either team.
I know.
So I'll take the over.
The one thing I do know is that it's supposed to be cold everywhere in America this weekend.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'll take the over. I don't know why. I'll just do it. I'll just go. Just so
zig when I zag. I hear you.
All right. Monday morning, same time, same station. We'll hear Mike and Bo on Man Up Monday.
There you go.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
And as a reminder, today's Mic'd Up and every day's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style. One of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Skip the turkey leftovers. Go get you some wings. Let's do this thing.
All right. You might notice the theme for Which One Wednesday today with a little sports mixed in.
Okay.
Would you rather have to eat an entire can of cranberry sauce or an entire gravy boat of gravy? Which one?
I need clarification. How big is a gravy boat?
What kind of gravy? Is this sawmill gravy or is this white gravy
turkey
or brown gravy?
Turkey gravy.
So brown gravy.
Light brown gravy.
Okay. I'd still rather drink the gravy.
Really?
Yeah.
How big is a gravy boat? Like, give me a... Okay.
Two.
All right. So, like, we're talking about probably twice the amount of cranberry... Twice the amount of gravy as cranberry sauce.
You know,
give or take a little bit.
If cranberry sauce was liquid, because it's jelly.
I know, but it's can.
Okay, there's probably more gravy than cranberry.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to take the cranberry.
I'd rather drink something bad than eat something bad.
Did that gravy? Oh, my God. It's going to look the same way when it comes up 10 minutes later. I can't deal with that.
I don't know which way he was going with that.
This doesn't really matter because too much anyway and too much anything isn't healthy, but which one is healthier?
I would think the cranberry.
I would
because, you know, you
say,
drink cranberry juice when things are not right.
That is true. And then there's probably way less sodium than there is
or with your vodka.
In the gravy.
I was
going
to say, not
tequila.
Caloric. It's probably not better as far as calories go, but just your arteries. It's got to be a little bit better.
Cranberry has sugar in it. So, you got to be careful.
Yeah, but nature's sugar.
There
so
you
it's
go.
Different.
Not always good.
The naturals.
All right, a little bit of sports here. Which rookie will end up with more sacks by the end of the season? Jalen Walker or James Pierce? Jalen has 5. James Pierce has 4.
Man, that's tough. I'll go with Jalen. I might contradict myself here, but he's actually played better in the run game by a mile. And so I think he's been one of the better run defenders in the NFL in terms of edge players. So maybe that gets him more repetitions on the field. But I'm going to contradict myself because James Pierce probably be on passing downs, so he'll probably get the numbers up. I just think Jalen right now is more advanced in terms of his overall ability to play defense, so I think he'll bring it home in that category.
I think it's Jalen, and I just think he's the – I agree with Mike that he's the better player overall right now. thing that Pierce has been a little bit of a victim of is winning and other people getting reaping the benefits of what his work.
That's a good point.
And then look, now give credit to those guys.
Going
too.
Both ways too, yeah. But you're right.
Give credit to the players that because they're winning as well, and they're getting off of blocks when the quarterback moves because James Pierce has moved them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Which causes more tension at Thanksgiving, a cutthroat backyard football game or bringing up politics during dinner?
Politics. We don't bring it up. I don't do politics. I don't do to talking about that. I just leave those conversations, but politics has become such a divisive thing where if you just don't agree 100% with someone, like, It's an all-out brawl.
Yeah, I know. And politics has become that thing at Thanksgiving where your views no longer shape your political affiliation. Mm-hmm. Your political affiliation has started shaping your views. And it's but we've had some knockdown, drag-out football games in the Johnson house. The Bengals come over there. It gets a little out of hand. But
I can't imagine a Bengal coming over and getting it out of hand.
It gets a little out of hand. But I think at this point with our ages, our kids aren't quite young enough, old enough for it to be crazy on the football field. So, yeah, politics definitely that. No.
We're good. You think you could pass protect against Bengal?
No. Definitely not. He's a big person.
It wouldn't be a football game that would make us not speak to each other for a while, but definitely a card game that we play in the Mac
card
household.
For sure.
Oh,
cards
my
for sure.
Goodness.
There will be a spades game breakout at my Thanksgiving for sure.
All right, which interstate should out-of-towners avoid at all costs this weekend, 85 or 75?
Golly, that's a great question. The connector, I guess, goes without saying.
Yeah. That's combined.
I always think during the winter, you're more safe to go on 85. And during, because where I go, when I'm headed to Florida, it seems like so many people are headed towards 30A.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like, because that's what I'm used to. So I would say right now, you probably are good on 85 more than 75.
I think 85 is a train wreck no matter where, but.
That's because you drive on 75 way more.
Well, it's not great either.
I know. There's not a great choice here.
All right, so you guys are divided. You said 75. You said 85.
Yeah. I think
all right.
75's, you're probably, I don't know.
I don't
85. You're better off right now.
I never go up 80 when I'm, and I know it's I'm. That's this is north, but I never go 85 when it's not a nightmare on one side or the other. And there's only one express lane.
75 is bad through Macon, though. Oh my god!
Take your last answer and put it up against 285. Which one's more of a nightmare?
285 is never not busy.
285 is a night, dude. Where 285 hits 20 right now, and there's probably somebody in their car nodding their head because they're over there, where the construction is with that connector, where 20 hits 285, is an absolute dumpster fire. And it always has been, even before the construction, because there's only one lane getting on 20 either way. And with the construction added, it's insane.
285's a disaster.
285's a disaster.
Which would you prefer, Thanksgiving without appetizers or Thanksgiving without desserts? You're still getting the main course.
I mean, I don't know. I don't eat.
You're going to skip the cocktail weenies or the pumpkin pie?
Yeah, the pigs in a blanket.
Honestly, I don't do either where I go. So I'll
You don't eat dessert? There's no pecan pie?
There is. I just don't eat it.
Oh, good for you.
I eat the food. And I mean, I'll go late, maybe, and grab a piece. But I overindulge on the actual main course because, I don't know, I have this fear when I'm eating and there's like a it's like a buffet type thing where I got to get as much on my plate as possible or I'm going to be hungry.
Yeah, you better have the good chinettes, you know, the oval ones rocking this weekend. You don't want anything flimsy like the commercials, you know, where everything slides off the plate. Man, I don't know. I can't go without dessert on Thanksgiving. I'm not a big dessert person, period, but I can't go without dessert on Thanksgiving. That's, you got to have the pumpkin pie, the pecan pie, maybe even a little banana pudding in there. We'll see what happens. Could get crazy.
Which Falcon would you trust to cook the turkey, Kirk or Bijan?
Bijan. Strangely.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like Kirk's the kind of guy that's going to order his. He's going to be like, no need in fooling with that. Yeah, we're going to get catering. Bijan, just being a Texas guy, I don't know, for some reason, I feel like he probably would be better at seasoning the turkey, I guess.
Southern Kirk cooking versus...
Yeah, Kirk's not a Southerner.
He's not a Southerner.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, I did, for some reason, the Texas background makes me lean towards Bijan.
Well, Bajan's from Arizona, so I'm not sure how good of a turkey cooker he is either originally. I know he played at Texas. I get what you're...
Yeah.
The Austin thing. But it's a good point. He spent enough time in Austin that maybe he got some of the... Austin's a good barbecue town.
Yeah.
So, I'll lean with Mike on this.
Okay.
Mainly because I kind of feel like Julie's going to do the cooking in the cousin's house, even the turkey. He's going to be like, she's just going to be like, I got it in the oven, babe. Don't worry about it.
That thing's getting catered. I don't care. It's getting catered.
All right. I want to give you one to think about. Which would you rather attend in Times Square? The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade or New Year's Eve? All right, think about that. We'll handle it on the other side during the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Go ahead and give us your travel woes. What are you upset about? What are you nervous about as you are getting into your car, heading out of town this weekend? What interstates would you tell your out-of-town friends to avoid? Call us now. It's all Thanksgiving-related, 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.